Good morning, church. I apologize for the tardiness this morning. Human beings are late, but God is always on time. Unfortunately, with human beings, sometimes things go wrong. So this morning, you know, we're got everything packed in the car. We're ready to go. And we arrive at church and everything's doing fine until you realize you forgot something. Well, in my case, it happens to be the music. Now, I don't have it all memorized. Some of it, but not all of it. So that's for the lateness this morning. Anyways, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer and let's get started. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. Now, we have the breath of life in us here, that we have made a conscious decision to be here in church once again. And now, fathers, we have songs to sing that lift up and glorify the name of Jesus, and that we have the ability to sing them. We thank you now as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that your Holy Spirit can simply work through us here unrestricted today. In Jesus' name, amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord,
find that in Psalm 91.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus, no other name I know. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name. The name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Have you found that to be true?
Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. God, arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Amen.
You look at verse 2. This is the key to praising God. God doesn't come and pry open our hearts. We open our hearts voluntarily to Him and we rejoice. That's what praise is all about. We don't come, you know, like with an abalone. You know, when they're sucked up on a rock and you get that thing in, you jam it and you pull it down and it's doing everything it can to maintain its hold on that rock. It doesn't want to let go. And in the same way, God is not going to come and sit there and jam it in and, you know, that's not praise. That's forced praise. That's just, it's fake. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. That's what it's about. Arise and sing.
This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you. I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Son of God, worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and singing, I love you, Lord. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you.
Find that in Psalm 34, 5.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Savior, all the day long, perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
What do you think about those words in verse 3 when it says, filled with his goodness and lost in his love? Lost in his love. Very nice. About this morning we're practicing for eternity, because it says in the book of Revelation that there's going to be a feast in heaven, marriage supper of the Lamb. When Jesus comes in it's going to be awesome. And I believe this is one of the songs that we'll be singing there. Hallelujah to the Lamb, the great I Am. Hallelujah to the Lamb who has redeemed us. Let's sing this one more time.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your marvelous works, for your loving kindness, which is better than life, O Lord, and our lips shall praise thee. And we want to say today, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, we thank you and praise you for blessing us with this new family, the Stanley's family, O Lord. But you brought them a long way, O Lord. And it's another beautiful addition in this body of believers. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. We welcome you with all our heart, O Lord, today. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. You are God, and we will praise you, Lord. You are God, we will exalt you. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. And we thank you for the many wonderful blessings, O Lord, that you have bestowed upon us. And we want to declare today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. What can we say to those things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Father. Greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And Lord, we thank you that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. And as it says in 1 Timothy 4:14, neglect the gift that is within thee, which is given thee by prophecy, by the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon them. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We know, Lord, that we are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we want to thank you today. Let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus, Son. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. He says also, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we may show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let us rise up, let us stand up, and let us be counted. For we are precious in his sight. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us realize O Lord, that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father. And let us go out and proclaim it. Proclaim it to the whole world. We have a testimony that cannot quit. Oh, who we are in Christ Jesus. How he brought us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. How he brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And he set our feet upon the rock. And he established our goings. That's who we are. And we want to thank you today that we have the victory. For it is God that girded us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. He sitteth us upon high places. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you have given us, O Lord. If we should count them, they're more in number than the sand. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching each and every person today. Oh, Jesus touched them and will not be the same again. We're not going to be the same again. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory. Lord, as we're about to receive this offering, you told us in your word, as every man and woman, as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Lord, that you mean what you say. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. Oh, Father, let it be a move of your Holy Spirit today, all the day long. Let no one be left untouched. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you that you touch the pastor today as he will bring the message to us with a mighty anointing. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us, we pray, like a two-edged sword. Everyone that gives a testimony, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you touch him, anoint him. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, O Lord, that your name be glorified with the testimonies. Your name be glorified with the message, with the music, with everything, O Lord, that we'll do. And let us all be in one accord. Let us be all perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Praise the Lord and good morning. What a worship we had here today. Do you enjoy that? Praise God. Well, this is a Pentecostal church. We can't have a change of program from time to time. So we're still going to have testimony time. Before we have testimony time, we're going to do something very, very special. We have with us today the Stanley family. They came all the way from the Washington, D.C. area. And they drove in the worst kind of weather. If they ever selected a time to travel from the East Coast to the West Coast, this is the worst time you could have selected. And we prayed. They had all kind of difficulties, but they made it. So we are praising God that the Stanley family is with us here today. And we're going to ask you, Mark and Michelle, to take your family and line up here so we can welcome you. Would you come? And we're going to ask each one of you in the congregation, if you are here for the second time, you're no longer a visitor. But so if you have Mark over here and Michelle next to him, and then here we go. And here's what I'd like us to do. No, just stand so you're in a line like this. No, there. I want you in a line. There you go. So we're going to start with this side. So we want you to get up and welcome each one. Simply say, I am so-and-so. Welcome. If you have the strength, give them a hug. Otherwise, give them a shake. So let's have this side start. Would you come on up? Ina? Start over here.
Now, can you imagine how long that would take with a church of 500? Now, Yuri sends his greetings from over here also. He was happily playing while everybody was greeting and everyone was busy noticing his playing but not intentionally ignoring him. So Yuri sends his regards as well. All right, it is time to honor people again this week with birthdays. Now, we've abandoned the honor system of you telling us. We're now hooked into a database where we punch in your social security number and we can look it all up. So it doesn't matter if you tell us the truth or not. We already know whose birthday it is. No. Well, there's three birthdays that I'm aware of that are taking place, and two of the guys are already happy to be standing. And Ken, you're not coming up here? All right, we'll have to sing happy birthday to him back there. It is Joshua and Jason's birthday today. Anybody else want to fess up? I get the feeling that it's some kind of Cadel birthday at some point around here. Another February birthday.
February 12th, Abraham Lincoln. Who could forget?
February 12th. What's your birthday?
14th.
February 14th. And Ken, are you the 12th also?
No.
Oh.
I want to know how old these guys are.
Well, why don't we let them tell you?
Why don't you go ahead and say how old you are?
I'm 23.
I'm 20.
Yeah, I'm a healthy and getting healthier 66.
Nice.
Not bad. Okay. Ken, that should make you feel very special. Even though you weren't up here, you got sung to yourself personally. Right. Happy birthday.
Okay, we're going to take some testimonies this morning. And I have a testimony, so I think I'll go first. And this testimony is about God putting people in your path. And, you know, I didn't realize it until after all this took place. Now, about, and it might seem insignificant, but I'm pretty I'm sure that God was just showing me that I'm putting these people in your path. I have the capability to do that. And what happened to me about 3 weeks ago, I was in Home Depot. Did I tell you anything about being in Home Depot and having these people? Okay. So I was in Home Depot and looking for some stuff because I'm doing a little remodel. And very disappointed with the help around there. And I only go to Home Depot reluctantly if I can't find what I'm looking for somewhere else. So I was in Lowe's one evening, and four guys walk up to me. And they said, sir, if you don't mind, if we could ask you some questions, and can you give us a candid answer? I said, you don't know who you're talking to, boy. I'm going to give you a candid answer. So they said, we're from Home Depot. And I'm the general manager for this division. And here's the store manager, and these are two department managers. So I told them, first of all, I don't like Home Depot's stance on contributing to the homosexuals and their big party down in San Francisco. Well, we weren't even aware of that. So I said, well, you need to look into it. And I told them their customer service, terrible. And I told them I was a business owner, and if I was you guys, I'd fire some people right away. That's what I told them. Anyway, we had a good 20-minute conversation. But I think God put those people in my path. Because I was so distraught with the way things were over there. That seems small, right? But nevertheless, it doesn't happen to everybody. But it happened to me, okay? And then Monday, this last Monday, I was heading to Southern California. I had Javier with me in the truck, and Alfredo, he was in the other truck. And, you know, we got to pull into these way stations, and I'm pulling a trailer. And so in California, we're supposed to pull into these way stations. And I ignored them for many, many years, really not even knowing that I was supposed to pull in there. So I pull in there, and there's one truck. He had made a U-turn around, and he pulled back, and I let him pull back in front of me. And then you can hear the lady said, "You need to pull over to a certain bay." And so I'm not that familiar with going through that truck stop thing. So I roll through there kind of slow, and I'm looking, I'm thinking I'm going to get on a scale. And a typical scale is, you know, you would see the outline of it and it weighs your truck. But I think they have one that just weighs your, it weighs you kind of as you go by. And so I get this. "Driver, look at the light!" And I go, and Javier's right there. It freaked me out. And it's a woman screaming. And I thought she said, "Look at the line." And so I'm kind of looking for a line, you know. And then I realize way up there, about a block, is a light. It's green. So it means go. So I took off. But man, that irritated me. I wanted to go in there and talk to someone. And I said, "What's wrong with just saying, 'Sir, there's a green light, you're clear to go.'" But no, she screamed at me, "Driver, look at the light." Okay. So we talked about that for a few miles, right, Javier? And then, we got going down there in Southern California, and I was going to drive one of my trucks back, but then I talked to these guys, and they said, "Why don't you fly back, and we'll drive the truck back." So I said, "Okay, that sounds good." So on Thursday night, I flew. I got a ticket basically at 3:30 that afternoon. And I just got online in the job shack and got my ticket. And so it was for like 6 o'clock. So Alfredo, he took me to the airport. Now, one thing I noticed interesting on the way to the airport, okay, and Alfredo has his own GPS system that he had brought down, or actually Jose brought it down so he could find the job. And the GPS system, as we're going to the airport, is telling us how to get to the airport. which is only 10 minutes from the job, but it says, you've exceeded the speed limit. Remember that, Alfredo? Yeah. And I'm thinking, wow! Did you know that they do that? Yeah. And I'm thinking, this is pretty good technology, man. Just think about it. In the future, they could give us all a ticket by GPS. Anyway, that's just a little side note. But it is capable technology. So anyway, go to the airport and get through the security stuff, you know, take off your shoes and all that stuff. So I make it and get on my plane. Well, when I'm standing in line to get on my plane, I hear a lot of people talking. They're on standby. 60 people on standby for that plane. That means if there's an open seat, they're going to take it. So the 4:30 plane was late going to Sacramento, and so all those 4:30 people were waiting for that plane to come in, which would get there about 8 o'clock. So I was blessed that I didn't have to go through that. But got on our plane, it was packed, and I'm, you know, it's open seating, so I'm going down the aisle, and right by the door, there's the exit doors. There's two guys sitting there, and I just said, "Can I sit here?" "Yeah, no problem." So, you got extra leg room in that area, too. You know that? I was blessed there. I like a little extra leg room in an airplane. But so I sit down, and the guy immediately next to me starts talking. He's a pretty friendly guy. Guess who it was? A supervisor for the CHP. And I said, "You know, I want to tell you something about this little truck weigh station I went through." And I told him. I said, "It was unbelievable." And he says, "You know what? That really bothers us when we hear stuff like that." He says, "I want your name and number, and I'm going to talk to the supervisor down there." And I thought, great. We talked the whole time, had a nice conversation. And then he took my number at the very end. The next day he called me. He said, "I just want to let you know I called down to that weigh station, and the supervisor there will probably be giving you a call." And so I thought, wow, you know, that's two instances where God put me right in front of these people. And that's when I started to get the message that he's putting people on your path. And I think it was Friday. Yeah, Friday. I went to Sherwin-Williams to get a little paint taken care of, get the color changed a little. And I'm doing a little remodel in my living room. And I'm putting on some of this plaster like this right here. So I go in there, and there's an old friend of mine who happens to be an interior decorator. And we're not real close, but I said, "I want you to look at this product that I'm putting on the wall," because she has a lot of connections in that. And so previous to that, I had already kind of made a plan to put some mini blinds in of a certain color. And so she came by, she looked at the walls, and she liked it, and she says she thinks she can sell it to some customers. And then I said, "What do you think about this color scheme I'm going to do here?" She said, "Well, you asked me. I think it's terrible." she says, because of this reason and that reason. And I said, you're a pro. I'm going to take your advice. I'm changing my order. And so, I mean, I'm glad that that took place, because sometimes the things you visualize are not going to be something you're going to be happy with. But there was another instance where God put this person in my path to help me. So in about 3 weeks, I had three instances like that. And so what do you think? I think God's working and doing stuff like that. So I was blessed in all three situations. And that highway patrolman, I think we're going to meet up again. And I believe the guy was born again too, because he said this a couple times. He said, I think it wasn't God's will that this happened to me or that happened to me. And so God's got his people out there too, in the highway patrol, and in the police departments, and in government, and in the military. He's got his people spread out there everywhere. Okay.
I wanted to say that, let's see, what was my first agenda, is that on behalf of myself, my wife, and Natalia, want to welcome the Stanley family. And I want to thank God for answering our prayers, because if you remember last week or 2 weeks ago, we prayed that for your safety and your health. So thank you, God. And I just want to say that I also want to mention that God has put somebody in my path also. About 6 months ago, I was talking to one of my clients up in Marin, and all of a sudden she mentioned for some reason that her sister, you know, has cancer. And as you know, it just rang a bell. You know, I want to learn more about it and minister to her. And I just told her, here's my phone number, here's this, that. I didn't give her my social security number, but I was heavily in pursuit to meet this lady and minister to her. And especially I asked her which side of the breast. It's none of my business, but it's important to know which breast it is, left or right. I don't want to go too much into detail, because in the event since she has breast cancer, if there is some issue between this lady and her sister, I don't want to stir up anything. So in due time, she, every time I go up there to this school is where she works at, she keeps releasing more information to me. And it turns out that the lady that has cancer is an older woman than this one that I work with. And her father left the mother for this lady's mother. In other words, when she was very small and young. So in a spiritual roots, unforgiveness and anger is an open door for breast cancer. If you're not aware of it, I'm informing you. So, you know, in the Bible it says, if you made an enemy, forgive that person the same day, same hour, same minute, quickly, because it is very important. Do not, you know, open a door for the enemy to come in and eventually will try to take you out. So every couple of months I have business there in that school, so I bring it up. I says, well, you know, did you give this lady my phone number? I haven't heard my phone ring or anything from her. And besides, we had a job in Santa Rosa, and I did find out she lives in Roner Park someplace. So I says, you know, I commute to Santa Rosa regularly. And no, nothing. And then, but 4 months later, I was so desperate, I went look up where the parents were living. Apparently, they live in Sonoma by the airport, so I found a house, but there's nobody there. It looks like kind of abandoned because they spend more of their time living in the Bahamas. This is like a resort that they come to in the summer with the grapes, you know, just, you know, how upper people like to show off with grapes and wine. So I mentioned to this lady, I says, I went to your father's place or parents' place and nobody there. And she says, well, they're in the Bahamas. Okay, well, so anyway, I keep reminding her, please, you know, let your sister know that I'm available. I'll bring my wife and our precious little Natalia. We'll minister to her and trying to get this straightened out with God. Because, you know, God's law is, you know, it is what it is. And so about 2 weeks ago, I was there again, and she mentioned to me that she's getting worse, and they put her in hospice. You know, it's the last leg of your journey, you know, before you go up to heaven, you know. So I felt bad, and then last Friday, she passed away. I feel like, I'm grieving because I think God put me in this lady's path to minister to her and to bring her out of this depression that she's in, this bitterness, and but it didn't work out. And so the lady was telling me, says, last few minutes before she died, she started to revealing everything to her husband, to whatever relatives were there at the bedside, and it was everything I told her. She had anger towards the new mother, which is not her mother, it's her sister's mother, and she just never wanted to forgive her, and she died with bitterness till the end. It is very important. Make friends with your enemy and love them.
We got this letter from the Philippines. And this is written to Ina. And this is a sister of Norma. And she wrote this, "Dear Ina, I've long wanted to get in touch, so I introduced myself to you. Your book has certainly helped me a lot. Your book, Soar Like an Eagle, has deeply inspired me. I thank the Lord that my sister Norma has led me the way to connect with the Lord in a very special way through you. I am most grateful that the Lord has made you an instrument in all transformation in my life, and that I continue to try to live up as a Christian, although there are trials along the way. I have a small group of children with whom I share Bible stories every Sunday afternoon, and I'm using the Bible story books and numerous stories from Chick publications that children have learned to enjoy." So this is from Love, and her name is Julie. And then we have a letter. You remember some time ago we had a family by the name of Kosher. They really, their name is Kosher. And they live in Nevada. In 1990, they were ready to divorce, had all kind of problems. They came to our church. We ministered to them. And I spent a number of nights, one time a night a week with them. And they finally, God blessed them and so on. And this is what she wrote. "Bob's mom passed away 2 weeks ago. Thanks for your prayers. Bob went to see in the hospital and told her he had a divine appointment with her. He was able to talk and pray with her about the Lord and, like always, God's perfect timing. Praise God. She accepted the Lord in her heart 2 weeks before she died. Stung of her pain, she asked Bob to get her out of the hospital to her home. She is ready to die and go to be with the Lord. Words from her own mouth. It is a huge testimony if you knew this woman. Anyway, again, thanks for keeping us in your prayers. Her service was filled with over 300 people, and my amazing man of God, Bob," that's her husband, "which was ready to divorce 20 years ago, was able to get in front of the church and speak about knowing Jesus. He played a song. I can only imagine with a video of him, mom's life, an entire place was in tears. The cool thing was, that night when we were in bed, Bob said he could remember what he said at the podium and asked me to tell him. He said he felt funny and words just came out of his mouth. The Holy Spirit guided him because perfect words came out, and it was truly a divine message to friends and family. Afterwards, so many people came up to Bob and told him how amazing his talk was and how it touched them. The pastor of the church even cried when Bob spoke. Well, John, we love you guys, and thanks for everything you have instilled in our hearts and lives. These crazy young kids you counseled at one time, once rolled your eyes at, are now praising God and living for Him. Thank my brother from another mother, and her name is Marlena, and Bob Kosher from Nevada. So we want to praise God for them. Also this week, we had a chance to pray for a friend of ours, Ken Cochran, who is also a supervisor at the repair shop. And we want to lift him up in prayer. He has a nerve damage. And I want to share with you how fragile life is. Lois has a sister by the name of Ruth. And Ruth has been a very powerful woman, very sharp, and supervised at the telephone company for years and so on. And she had a stroke. And you know, all it takes is a stroke. And now she cannot speak properly. And when she's trying to use her hands do not go the way her brain tells them to go. She's very, alert. She knows she had a stroke. She's not in a coma, and she can walk and so on. But I'm thinking of, we are here, healthy today, and just like this, we could have a stroke, a heart attack. And that reminds us of Norma. We almost lost Norma last Sunday night. She had gone down to work in San Francisco, and she was taking a walk around the block to exercise, and she began to feel loss of power. And so it didn't get over. So she ended up in the hospital, one artery blocked, and they were able to get in there right away and open it up. But unless she had gone to the hospital, she could have died right there, and she was not sick prior to that. So we want to thank God that Norma's here today, and we prayed for her Thursday night. So we never know. So we're going to pray for Lois' sister Ruth, who had a stroke on February the 2nd and was in the hospital with pneumonia as well. She's now home and doing better. She's a born-again Christian and is trusting God for her future. She also has aphasia, wherein she cannot always say what she's thinking. This usually clears up within a few weeks. We are praying that she will not have multiple strokes, that her heart rate will stabilize, and she won't have any more strokes. And so we're going to pray for her today. And we're also going to pray for the ordinary. I didn't have a problem with my computer, but I got a different computer. And we didn't have time to get the email up, so I don't have access to my email this week, or actually the end of the week. So let's continue to pray that God will press down the price of oil. Due to technical computer problems, I did not have access to the price of oil last week. But we do know that gasoline prices fell in Sacramento area this last week. So we praise God for that. We need to pray that God will open the door for more money to come into our ministry. We have never reached as many people as we're doing now, but at the same time, people are not helping us out. We cannot maintain our ministry level unless we have more money to work with. We need to start praying hard for rain again in Northern California. We still have not got the water supply we need for the summer. Let's ask God in His mercy that again He will give His angels charge to bring us the water we need. So those of you who would like to come up and pray, come on up here. We're going to have a prayer time and seek the Lord.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings. We thank you, Father, for getting the Stanley family over here safely in that rough weather, Lord. And Father God, we want to lift up Ruth, Lois's sister, to you. We thank you, Father, that you would restore her back 100%, Lord, and that she'll be able to continue on having a fruitful life and operating in your playing field here on the earth, Lord, giving the gospel out and ministering to people. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, I just come to you thanking you and praising you today for all your what you're doing on this earth, Lord God. I thank you, God, for the way you're taking care of each and every one of us. I thank you for the new family that has arrived here, Lord God, safely. And I praise you for that, God. I just ask you to watch over them, guide them, and direct them, Lord. I pray for our church. And I thank you, God, for the way you're operating in this body. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you now about the oil and the prices, asking you, God, to lower the prices of oil in America and throughout the world, God. I ask you to bind all the demonic strongholds that are about the oil prices, Lord. We have oil in America that can be opened up and used, and we wouldn't even have to go outside of America to do it. And Lord, I just pray that you will bind all the strongholds and cast those strongholds to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray that you will continue, Lord, working on the prices of oil and the prices of gas throughout America and throughout the world, Lord. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory. And thank you in Jesus' name.
I thank you, Jesus, for the kosher family. I don't know them, but you know them very well, Lord. And so I thank you and I praise you, Jesus, for Bob's mom that passed away and that she was your child. She was redeemed by you and that she is now in heaven with you. So I thank you and I praise you for that. And I pray that you will be with Bob and Melina and their whole family. Be with them in every way that they need you. And just hold them in your hand. And if they have problems, then I'm sure you will carry them. Like, you know, the song says, footprints in the sand. So I pray, Jesus, that you will be with the entire family in Jesus' name.
Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in Julie's life, the sister of Norma. We thank you that you have opened the word to her heart and that you have opened her heart to your word. And we thank you that more and more she is learning more about you, Father, and she is learning more how to walk with Jesus. And she said she was very blessed by some of our books and by Ina's book. And we thank you that you, Lord, have used these things and that she has also been instructed by her sister Norma. We pray, Father, for an anointing to come upon Julie, that she would be able to have more and more understanding of the word so that she can convey these things to her groups that she teaches. We thank you for her work and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Lord. And we know, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. You gave us plenty of rain as we prayed. And now we pray again, O Lord, for more rain. And we want to thank you and praise you beforehand, O Lord, for the next rain that you are going to bring along our way. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. Bring it, we pray, Lord, abundant this time, more than we ever had. Oh, Lord, you used Elijah. He prayed. He was of the same passions like we are. Oh, Lord, he was the same person. And he prayed. And he prayed for no rain. And it was for 3 years, no rain. Then he prayed again. And it rained. Oh, Lord, you can use us as we pray, oh, Lord, and bring the rain like you brought when Elijah prayed. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for plenty of rain, oh, Lord, in this region. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, we lift up Norma here this week. I'm kind of shocked just to have found out what was going on with her. And Father, her heart and her arteries were not operating properly. What can you do? Father, we thank you that we do have doctors that can come in and can help us. And I don't know, Father, really what to pray for when it comes to this, of whether it's food or a spiritual condition, or it's just something like Jesus said, you know, it was waiting for the glory of God to come along. But Father, she has a stent now. She has taken a month off of work. And finances, I'm sure, will be a little bit of a crunch as a result of that. And Father, now as she has this time off and she is recuperating, that her and Michael be able to spend a lot of quality time together. And Father, we thank you just to bless her now with a restored health, that we see her smiling face here every single Sunday, and that we will see it for many, many, many years to come, as she is always cheerful. So, Father, I lift this situation up to you. Father, I also want to thank you for Toby Johansson, the good prayer report that we got from him with this week via email, and that he's doing much better and he feels rejuvenated. And so, Father, we can't take any credit for that, but we just continue to praise you and give you glory for the work that you're doing in his life, and that you're taking away the pain and the nerve problems that he's having, and that he's able to function like normal, or at least a lot better. And so, Father, we continue to thank you for his continued progress. So we'd like to see an immediate restoration, but we're also happy to see improvements. And so, Father, we just thank you for the fact that he is able to praise you and to say that, you know, he is feeling better. We do give you the glory and the honor for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come to you humbly this morning because we are asking many things of you, Lord, but we do need them. And you say you don't have because you don't ask. So we are boldly asking, Lord God, and humbly receiving your answers. And Father God, I want to ask you today to help this church body to be able to function, to be able to continue growing, to be able to continue spreading the gospel and telling the truth to the people, and preaching from the true word of God, the King James Version of the Bible that is your holy word. And Father, we need your help because we are being bombarded with difficulties in the ministry. Different ones are in their private lives, Lord God, that is taking away our funds. And Father, we feel that the enemy is stealing them. The enemy is coming in and causing trouble that costs a lot of money so that people haven't got the money that they would have for church or for the ministry to keep it going. And so we come against those enemies. We come against them in the name of Jesus. And by the power of Jesus' name, we command you, Satan, to take your hands off the money of this church and the money that God has earmarked for this church to help it grow and to be able to meet the expenses that we need. For we know that he has amply provided for us. In the name of Jesus, we command every demon spirit away from the finances of the people of this ministry, whether they be far away or close at hand. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're going to send your angels out, that these doors will be closed, that these attacks on people's finances are going to stop in the name of Jesus, and that you are going to cause everything to come in abundance for your work to continue. In Jesus' name, Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Ken Cochran to you that has a nerve damage in his head, Father God. We thank you that I now had a chance to talk to him and pray with him. And we thank you, Lord, that you will miraculously heal that man, that he will be able to break away from the Catholic Church, Father God, and to break away from that tradition, and to be serving you and walking with you. And we thank you for the touch upon him today, that he will know there is a living God. And we praise you for that. And Father God, we thank you for heard every prayer here tonight, this morning. And we thank you, Lord, they are burning right now on the altar in heaven, and they shall be answered in due time. And this we praise you for now, in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. At this time, let's have the outlines handed out.